This is a replay of the Wednesday night, November 8th, WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from One VoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's One VoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. If it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. And don't forget, we're voting on the world's worst hit records. All we ask is they be hits, and we'll do that until the night before Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving night we'll play back live your top 10 turkeys. Well, not all of them, of course. Nobody would vote if they thought they were going to be subjected to all of them. But as long as it was a hit, it doesn't matter about the decade. It doesn't matter about the genre. Vote. And if you heard somebody else voting for something that makes your skin crawl, make sure you second it, because it is a cumulative total. So that goes on no matter what else we're talking about. So, you know, because you have to talk about the important things in life, of course. How about starting with, if you weren't afraid of everything before, let me add something to the list. Man, you know, you hear about people who are, literally forced to stay at home, and I know agoraphobia and all that, but I mean, who are afraid to go out of the house for fear what's going to come and get them. So you'll be pleased to know now that the shopping cart may be your demise, right? This is a mother who is warning shoppers on that instrument of true credibility, TikTok, that shopping carts can give you hand, foot, and mouth disease. Of course, you know, I'm thinking foot and mouth disease. I've heard of this, but it is. Apparently, it has a name other than foot and mouth disease. It's a virus, Coxsackie virus, and it normally affects infants and children to any great degree. But apparently, here's a mother who has taken to TikTok to warn others that make sure you wipe down your shopping cart, because she came down with hand, foot, and mouth disease. And I guess it's possible. But if you think about all the things that could possibly do you in, like I say, you become paralyzed, you'll never do anything again. And my feeling is, hey, a few germs aren't going to hurt anybody. Although, as we say that, we hear about the amoeba that's going to eat your brain and everything else. But I hadn't yet heard, you know, be wary of your shopping cart. But now you can add that to your list of things to dread. And, you know, I'm half laughing about that, but in all seriousness, I know a number of people are, in fact, very very bothered by phobias. And of course, if that's you, not trying to, in fact, demean what you're going through. But for the most part, I would say most of us don't need to worry about going to Trader Joe's. That's where this woman went. And he apparently put the baby in the shopping cart for the first time, who touched the surface of the shopping cart, then put his fingers into his mouth, and so next thing you know, the kid gets hoof and mouth disease. But nonetheless, be afraid, very afraid. So 888-876-5593, 888-876-5593. 88 Raleigh. Well, it's up there for sure on some of the things that caught my eye in James's 5,832 links today, and some of them though are well, disturbing to say the least. Actually, we stay away from most of those and just try to have a good time. So yeah, and then there are the absolute well. I'll leave it to you. Yeah, I guess we could put this in, well, be afraid, very afraid. But this study says dementia is linked. Now, you always hear, by the way, dot, dot, dot. You always hear about, well, you know, if you've had any brain injuries and on. But now, according to the University of Southern California, dementia is linked to sitting. No jokes about where some people's brains might be found. All right, but nonetheless, if you are over 60, there's an increased risk of dementia if you're sitting. Well, we're all sitting, so what's the problem? And apparently they're talking about sitting for inordinate amounts of time. And they're suggesting you walk or ride a bike or use a standing desk. Oh, good luck on that. Or sit on an exercise ball. Now, by the way, this article started out by saying that seniors are affected. I'm thinking, I don't want too many of them sitting on that exercise ball. But nonetheless, talk to your colleagues in person. Well, hell, that might not only involve walking, it may involve a plane trip and go on a walk during lunch. Well, why not? So if you don't exercise and you have a list of reasons why you should, add avoiding dementia to the list. And as I say, I somewhat joke about that. And then on the other side, daily marijuana use increases heart failure. Oh, man. I tell you, yeah, sometimes it's better to just read nothing. All right. I'm sure there's a survey somewhere about what reading will do to you, but I don't have that one in front of me. I do have a number of other things to talk about. And like I say, when all else fails, I have the tabloids. That's right. Slime from the checkout line. And actually, I got the Examiner today, among other tabloids. I hadn't seen that one in a while. I don't know. Just must not have been at grocery stores that I frequent that often. But in addition to the Globe and the Inquirer, the Examiner is back. We have plenty of pictures that we can't hold up to the microphone. You won't really want to see the Royals without makeup. Well, we can talk about the secret Suzanne Summers took to her grave. And the truth about her fling with John Ritter. All right. So, or not. We can maybe just play another. I know. Amanda in New York says, can't you just talk about Gene Chandler? Yeah, absolutely right. But right now I'm going to talk about radio, because I know if you listen to the show, you're a radio lover. And the CC Radio 3 is worth your attention. Now, as you know, Bob Crane, fellow radio lover years ago, he really did what all of us wanted to do, and that was come up with a radio that had good reception again. Because, you know, back in the day, the transistors of the 60s or whatever, you got great things on it. You know, wonderful AM section. In fact, probably only an AM section. And then as time went on, not only was AM ignored, but reception in general was sort of an afterthought. Well, Bob Crane said, I can develop a radio that has good reception, and boy, did he. And ever since then, what he's done is develop radio that all of them have great reception, but all of them have other features that are really neat. And the CC Radio 3 is the almost everything radio. It's the addition of Bluetooth. Yeah, and that's why it's John's favorite. So if you are listening to things that you'd otherwise hear on a smartphone or whatever, well, you can hear it in full fidelity, because that's what this radio has all the way around. In fact, if you listen to the radio for voice content, the CC Radio 3 is arguably worth the price alone for that. Audio quality for the spoken word sounds like the host is next to you. Separate bass and treble controls, so the entire thing can be adjusted to your perfect pitch. You know, because we're person to person, we have different opinions of that. Well, whatever you want, you can get. CC Radio 3, but above all, great AM and great FM reception. In fact, put it next to the standard radio and it'll just blow it out of the water. It also has emergency capabilities like the NOAA weather band and the 2-meter ham band, so it's terrific. You can use the included power cord, of course, or a set of batteries will run it for over 170 hours, which is really nice. And even nicer this week, free standard shipping on anything over $50. So, of course, that would be the CC Radio 3 and so many other things in the catalog. Worth taking a look at this catalog, but I warn you, If you are a radio lover, you're going to find something you got to have. Go to ccradio.com anytime, ccradio.com. And you can take a look at the CC Radio 3 and everything else. Order right online. Get that free standard shipping. If you can't go online, you can give them a call. They've got terrific customer service, 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. But whether it's by phone or whether it's online, I think you're going to find something you like. And maybe it is that CC Radio 3 at the Sea Crane Company, ccradio.com. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
Well, I know something about love. You gotta want it bad. If that girl's got into your blood, go out and get her. If you want her to be the very part of you that makes you want to breathe, here's the thing to do. Just tell her that you're never gonna leave her. Tell her that you're always gonna love her. Tell her right now. Well, I know something about love. You gotta show it and make her see that the moon above. Reach out and get it. Or if you've got no doubt, she makes your heart sing out. If you want her to only think of you, just tell her that you're never gonna leave her. Tell her that you're always gonna love her. Tell her right now. Ever since the world began, it's been that way for man and a woman. We're created to make love of their destiny. Then why should true love be so complicated?
Oh, WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And if you're thinking, wow, somebody redid the Exciters. No, it's the other way around. That's the original, Tell Her, which the Exciters had a big hit with a year later as Tell Him. Gil Hamilton is the artist and the writer is Burt Russell. Well, that's what it says on the label. It's Burt Burns. We're going to talk about him in a minute. Gil Hamilton, you're saying, I never heard of him. Well, maybe you know him better as Johnny Thunder. A year later, Teddy Van convinced him to record Loop-De-Loo and use the name Johnny Thunder and, you know, got some notoriety about that. But he originally was a backup singer in New York. He was from Leesburg, Florida, and he went to New York City as a teen after school and was actually in a touring version of the Drifters for a few months and sang backup for everybody from Dionne Warwick on. And then when Burt Russell, who was aka Burt Burns, wrote Tell Her, he did that, and that was on Capitol in 1962. And of course, Burt Burns, yeah, would have turned 94 today, born in 1929 in the Bronx, and you probably know him for writing songs like Piece of My Heart or Twist and Shout or Here Comes the Night or Hang on Sloopy or you name it, Brown Eyed Girl, Under the Boardwalk, on and on and on. That is Burt Burns, and like I say, would have been 94 today, and also the B in Bang Records, yeah, and the A would be Ahmet. And the N would be Nestle, his brother, and the G would be Jerry Wexler as Gerald. Anyway, in case you're making notes, sadly, Burt Burns had heart damage as a child, rheumatic fever. And so it was somewhat known that his life would not be long, and it wasn't, died of 38 years old. But sure wrote a lot in his lifetime, that's for sure. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh, and as I say, have a ton of stories, and that's why every time James calls, I like to have him on. Firstly, because sometimes he has his own take on some of them, but also because of the fact that he does this, and just amazing. And so a wide variety of stories, many of which, like I say, not really suitable for this show because they have meaning. That's right. Or they'll keep you up nights and not in a good way. So, but then again, when we hear about the 2-year-old dog who eats an entire chicken in front of his owner every day, you say, oh, man, there's a story. That's right. 2-year-old dog, over 250 pounds. The gentle giant stands over 7 feet tall, weighs 252 pounds, and eats a chicken a day. Now, the first thing I thought is, please, dear God, don't let it be alive. No, it's not. It's raw and no longer with us, the chicken, that is. The dog, meanwhile, is a Turkish Malakai. Never heard of one. And his owner says, you know, he thinks he's a lot smaller than he is, which is kind of a common thread with large dogs all the way around. So James on the south side, thanks for that and all the other stories.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing better now that I know the chicken wasn't live when the dog was consuming it.
Yeah, I thought about, hey, he's the live version of the cartoon Mama Dude.
Oh, God, maybe so. There you go. Then we have an elk meeting his tragic end, and that was interesting all the way around. Elk, of course, are large, and anybody who's hit them. And I'll tell you what, driving late at night, yeah, I know all about elk. They are big, they are strong, and they're known for their wide antlers that are up to 6 feet in length. No doubt about it. And apparently, one of the elk did not realize all the way around that his antlers were that large. I mean, we're talking about the dog at 250 pounds not knowing how big he is, but it's one thing if you're an elk not realizing that, man, you may not have clearance. And so it was that he, in a run through the woods, he met his maker impaling himself on a tree. So
that is, yeah, when I saw that, I said, well, we meet our ends in different ways, but that is above the pale.
Well, don't even say it. Yeah, or above the impale anyway. So I couldn't resist it. So then we have, you know, those stories are kind of funny. Well, not to the elk, obviously, but to the rest of us. But when you have the story about the Taco Bell employee caught on camera giving another employee a haircut in the kitchen, oh, man. All right. Now, the only thing that's strange to me about this is, of course, we would have never known it if they didn't feel so good about the video they made that they put it online. You know, what were they possibly thinking?
Okay, we could say, Yokel, I don't know.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, you know, it's interesting that... what was really interesting was that the shift manager was doing the cutting and the manager was in the chair. And so, so, you know, she's going to say, I might as well say that since I already got fired for it. But, you know, so you really wonder if maybe the franchisor might want to take a look at who he's putting in management.
Okay. Unfortunately, as they say, I think I'm trying to remember the television. Oh, it was Letterman who had, I think, no, it was Leno who had the stupid people tricks. One of them had the stupid people tricks. And, Phineas T. Barnum said so many years ago, nobody ever went broke underestimating the taste of the American public.
Well, that's
overestimating.
Absolutely.
Ask John DeLorean. Yeah,
well, there is
underestimating.
That.
Yeah, you can't go broke.
Well, you have ended the first half hour, and as always, thank you.
Oh, the remember the gold.
Your phone is killing you. So and I might not survive it if I don't go to the news. So we will pick it up right there, right after the news, right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that is the Drifters' second incarnation post Ben E. King. And in the group was Doc Green, and he was a baritone. He would have turned 89 today. He sadly died in 1989 in New York, had cancer. But I'll tell you what, February 1st, 1961, he was on top of the world. The Drifters were back in the studio, as I say now. Benny King is off on a solo deal. And this time it's Rudy Lewis and Charlie Thomas and Doc Green and Tommy Evans. And among the things they recorded that day was Sweets for My Sweet, which I just played for you. Charlie Thomas did lead on that. In any event, rest in peace, Doc Green. 888-876-5593. That's a wonderful record, unlike the world's worst. And we're going to get some votes here from Fran in Austin. So, Fran, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes. So many bad songs, so little time.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, man. Okay, Wives and Lovers.
Okay, Jack Jones. Yeah, it was maybe not Burt Bacharach's most charming moment, but...
No, definitely not.
Although I always kind of liked it because it was, you know, it was so politically incorrect. It's sort of like Speedy Gonzales, you know, how can you totally
right.
hate it?
Yeah. I used to like, I still like it. I just never hear it. Manana by Peggy Lee. Talk about politically incorrect.
Right, all of that stuff. Exactly. But yes, Jack Jones gets another vote for Wives and Lovers. What else you got?
Okay, and The Men in My Little Girl's
Life. Oh, yeah, God, he should have just stuck to the talk show. All right. So, yeah, boy.
There's a boy outside.
Yes, that's right. There's a man outside. I'm waiting for the mugging. It didn't turn out that way. Could have been an interesting song.
Yeah, right.
But no. Yes, all right. Well, yes, that was Mike Douglas on Columbia.
Yeah, so and Shannon.
Oh, Henry Gross. Yeah, let me write this. Yes, exactly. Let's do songs about dead dogs.
Yeah. Oh, might as well put in dead puppies. Although I kind of like that.
Yeah, right. Now come on. Yeah,
I won't put that in.
That's
there,
right.
It's so bad, it's good.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's only a hit among those of us who love Dr. Demento.
That's right. Yeah. So that wouldn't be. Yeah, that wouldn't categorize. Yeah. As a hit, I don't think.
Yeah, but Shannon, unfortunately, did very well. I have no idea how much Life Song paid those disc jockeys. But
was Chiquita Banana a hit?
Oh, yeah, the Peels. The Peels, absolutely. That was a hit, I'm very sorry to say. It does make you wonder, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'll put that on there, too. I wasn't sure if it was a hit or not. Wait. So
I'm going to pull out the charts and see how well it did. But it did better than you might imagine. But, you know, then again, so did Mana Mana. So let's see about the Peels.
I hate to admit, but I kind of like Mana Mana.
Oh, I do, too. I liked Piero Umiliani. He was, he did a lot of scores of these really crappy movies. But the music was pretty good. And... yeah, I enjoy that Lounge Lizard stuff. But Peels, here we are. Juanita Banana. Well, I said it had to be number 60 or above, so this just made it. It got to number 59. It was yeah, right. It was on the Karate label. And, apparently the Peels were Tash Howard.
Okay.
Yeah, which if I was him, I wouldn't do it under my own name either. So now we have to find out what else did Tash Howard do, because it probably wasn't pretty. So let's see. He's got a discography. Oh my dear God. Well, that might only be one record. All right. Howard Tashman. Oh no, he actually did a lot. He did a lot. Yeah, I'm afraid so. As Howard Tashman was like, oh, wait a minute. Not any hits, mind you, but a number of some doo-wop stuff earlier on. But yeah, Juanita Banana, I think, was the height of his fame. So yeah.
The thing is, it's one of those, if you hear it, unfortunately you don't hear it very often.
We can change that. But
but it's one of those that gets stuck in my head for some stupid reason, and I hate it. And it's like,
oh no. Well, and you know, there may be people who don't remember the Peels, so just shut your ears for a moment.
Okay,
Fran,
okay,
yes, here we go.
little quiet town just south of the Mexican border, there lived a lovely Juanita, a banana grower's daughter. She longed to sing at the opera, but her father laughed and made fun. Still, Juanita would sing each day in the fields as soon as her work was done.
Here it comes. You know, I've told you many times that I had this this goal when I was younger of making all the R&B soliloquies talk to each other in one long conversation. But I realize I'm missing the mark here. I could absolutely do something with Juanita Banana and Lovin' You. I think the Minnie Riperton record would go very well with that. And there's probably others we can go. Yeah, even part of Speedy Gonzales. We might be onto something here.
Oh yeah, I could get that. La, la, la.
Exactly. Yes.
Oh man.
Yeah. So yes, and that was Tash. Now he was somehow involved with Connie Francis, and I mean musically speaking. I don't know about personally.
Right.
Yeah. That's right. Exactly. Don't mean to imply that. I have no idea. But nonetheless, it was very very weird because he also was involved somehow like with the Angels. You know, on that level. So when I heard the name, Howard Tashman, I'm like, oh, wait a minute, yeah. So, but I guess Chiquita Banana is his legacy. Well, it's got to be somebody's.
Oh, and
I
cannot forget my Selsun Blue, or Song Sung Blue.
Oh yes, Selsun Blue, absolutely. All right, yes, exactly.
I laughed when you said that because I had been calling it that for years and I'd never heard anybody else call it that.
Oh, absolutely. Like, well, you know, the embarrassing part is I didn't realize that it's some kind of hair dye. I always thought Selsun Blue was some kind of toilet bowl cleaner.
Actually, it's a shampoo.
Well, yeah, it's that kind of thing. Yeah, shampoo. Right, exactly. But no, it seemed much more better to get the ring around the bowl out or something. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, Selsun Blue.
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, sure. And of course, I wrote it down.
It doesn't sound like something I want to use on my hair.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. And I don't want to use this on my ears either. So Song Sung Blue it is. You will not hear any of that. All right, very good vote.
And I Am, I Said.
Oh, God. Oh, the hits just keep on coming. Okay.
I know.
All right, let's see.
That's why I said so many bad songs so little time.
I Am, I Said. Does anybody play any of these songs anymore? Like, is there some format that would torture somebody with these? Yeah, I don't know. See, that's
if there are, I don't listen to them.
Well, so no.
Mostly these days I listen to internet radio, so I pick, you know...
Yeah, yeah, but you know,
I can't think of anybody that plays that stuff anymore. I don't know,
right? Because there's a lot of them, you know, that you still hear in some form of an oldies format that you say, "What are these people thinking?" But as I'm wondering, so, you know, I mean, I don't think I've heard "I Am, I Said" in quite a while. We're going to keep it that way.
Yeah. Unless it's voted on, and then
well, yeah, absolutely. If it, yeah, or some type of a Neil Diamond medley.
Oh yeah, I think it was last year. Was it last year that I think it was "I Am"? One of his songs was what was number one last year?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm trying to remember.
I should have done that, and I've got the lists from every year, and usually I go over that. I hope I brought them to this studio, but yeah, what was? Let me see if I can find that quickly because
I thought it was some Neil Diamond thing.
Well,
it hadn't been voted on before.
Yeah, it might be. Let's have a look. Let's see if I still have that somewhere in these.
I know Leah can't understand why we hate that song, but
well, yeah. There's probably a lot of things Leah can't understand. Now let's see what we have here. Yeah, we have Thanksgiving. Let's see. Here we go. No, number one last year was "Having My Baby."
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm just thinking that was the first time I had heard that song on the top.
Yeah. Number two was "Captain and Toenail." Muskrat Love, of course. Number three, Tiny Tim, Tiptoe Through the Tulips. Number four, Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods, Billy, Don't Be a Hero. Number five, David Geddes, Run, Joey, Run. Number six, Billy Ray Cyrus, Achy Breaky Heart. 7, Bobby Goldsboro, Honey, which you'd expect. 8, Debbie Boone, You Light Up My Life. 9, Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On. And number 10,
I know.
It absolutely belongs in there. Number 10, Charlene, I've Never Been to Me. Now, what was interesting is that after that, we had a 6-way tie for number 11, including 5 of them I wrote down. I don't remember what the 6th was, but Yesterday by the Beatles, Jungle Fever by Chakakis, Don't Worry, Be Happy, Bobby McFerrin, American Pie, Don McLean, and Maria Muldaur, Midnight at the Oasis.
Oh, I cannot forget Hey Jude.
All right, let me get that down. And meanwhile, I'm going to look for all the old lists because it is just terrible. I should have had that. All right, so Hey Jude is moving up the charts. Very, very good.
Yeah. And I guess that'll do it for now. I'm sure I'll have another bunch probably tomorrow night.
Oh, all right. Well, now, of course, tomorrow night is an abbreviated show, to say the least. I'll be on around 12:30 Central Time after the game, assuming they stop playing. So I have plans, but we'll see how it materializes.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. I didn't know that. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Good deal. We'll talk to you then.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
All right. Fine choices. 888-876-5593. I will get the list from previous. I can't believe I didn't do that. Oh, yes, I can. All right. We're going to talk to Tom in Boca Raton here in a moment. Don't go away, Tom, because he's got votes, and I can't wait to hear him on WGN Radio.
Be happy, be young, be foolish, but be happy. Don't let the rain get you down, it's a waste of time.
A waste of time.
Have your fun, live every day in the bright sunshine.
The bright sunshine.
It's the same old story all over the world. Girl needs boy. And boy needs girl. So be young, be foolish, but be happy. Be young, be foolish, but be happy. Don't let love slip away.
WGN Radio, Beach Music Royalty, the Tams, and that was their leader, Joe Pope. Yeah. When I used to do beach music shows, I very often would have to edit the actualities, you know, the cuts from the artists when we do interviews. And I'll never forget putting together Joe Pope, an interview with him, who was he was from Atlanta, but he might as well have been from another nation. But I remember complaining to the guy who was my host on that. And I said, Joe Pope has just turned New York into an 8-syllable word. So it was like that, too. But I laughed with true fondness because they were just the best, and he would have been 90 Monday. Yeah, sadly died at 63, and his brother died in 2013, Charles Pope, who kind of took over for him afterwards. So I other than Robert Lee Smith, I'm not sure that any of them are with us anymore. And it wouldn't have been beach music without the Tams, that's for sure. And that was on ABC, kind of late in their hits, as it were, 1968. All right, so 888-876-5593. Tom is in Boca Raton, and he's got some votes. All right, let's hear them.
Oh, how you doing? I got two. I got Lady is a Tramp by Sinatra.
Okay.
And number two, I was going to college in Oklahoma in the 60s, and a song came out called Indian Giver. I thought,
oh, yes.
I thought, and I was surrounded by Native Americans. a lot, you know, some of my friends, and this song came out, and
yes.
Nobody said a word. Okay.
The 1910 Fruit Gum Company, I'm sorry to say. Yes.
Yeah, that was.
All right. Well, that's a fine choice on Buddha. Keep them coming. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. All right. So Indian Giver. You know, I had forgotten all about that. All right. Now, the Chantels did a song, Indian. It was not the same song, to say the least. All right. So next hour, we'll talk to Michelle in Geneva, get her votes, your votes as well. If it's on your mind, it's on mine. And if there's anything other than voting on the world's worst hit records you'd like to discuss, I'm all ears. Not that I'm bereft of topics myself, thanks to James' 8,932 stories, but also the tabloids. That's right. So another 2 hours. And, you know, John and I were just talking, you know, last night and tonight. Call's been relatively low, and that happens right after the time change. And John said to me, but we don't change time here. And in effect, we actually do, because the fact that Arizona doesn't have any daylight savings time, we start an hour later than we do the week prior. But it's interesting how much the time change affects habits and patterns. And anybody who thinks not just hasn't tried to host a radio show right after it. All right, so call and cheer me up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That's Five Stair Steps and QB, Baby, Make Me Feel So Good. Yeah, 1969 on Kurtom. Of course, Curtis Mayfield wrote it as well. And I was looking for one of the Five Stair Steps, of course, Chicago's own. But I was looking for one that absolutely would include QB. And that one does, even right on the label. So I think he was probably about 4 at the time. But nonetheless, I played it because he would have turned 59 years old today. Sadly, that's a woulda. He should still be with us, but sadly died in 2014 in Georgia, where most of the stair steps had relocated in Smyrna. 49 years old. So, QB actually was with the group a very brief period of time, including that 1969 record, right after which he left, and he was a professional dancer. And Dance Theater of Harlem and the Atlanta Ballet did a number of theatrical shows as well. He was the choreographer for the 1997 Soul Train Awards at the Shrine in L.A. and sadly did not live long enough to do much else. And he would have. I'm just sure. So, yes. And then there was one. And I say that because I think there is one remain. Well, there might be two, actually. Kenny is 70 now, and Dennis is 71. I think pretty much everybody else is gone from the original group, sad, all the way around. But great, great stuff. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, get some more votes. Michelle in Geneva, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, thanks. How you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
You know, Okay. You know, this this thing we're doing with the, you know, crappiest songs, some of them obviously are, you know, are carved in stone and you can't dispute them. But it's funny, there's some kind of interesting thoughts. I'll give you an example. Sometimes a band can be great, and then one song can throw them off. There was a great band in the 70s called the Raspberries, led by a guy named Eric Carmen, who has a great, great voice. They were really good. They had a great song called Go All the Way, which has got the best power chord opening ever. But then he did this sappy song called All By Myself. So it's like, how do you do that? Another, and Neil Diamond is a good example, and the band Chicago. And to me, Neil Diamond and Chicago were only good about the first 5 to 6 years of their existence. Diamond's a great writer. Chicago was fabulous until poor Terry Kath, the guitarist, killed himself. They had much more gravitas. But Neil Diamond's, one of my absolute hated songs by Neil Diamond is Play Me. For one line, song she sang to me, song she brang to me. Brang to me? Oh, ugh. They're just so egregious. But I just have a couple others to add to the list. I'm sure these have all been said before. But in the 70s, there was that period of the real sappy, you know, I love you, let's do it with feeling songs. Of course, you know, there was Afternoon Delight. There was the Pina Colada song. But the song by Ambrosia called How Much I Feel. You hear it, okay, you know, on the surface it's all right, but it's just, it's so, ugh.
All right, we'll get Ambrosia on the list. All right, I remember them well. I had to play all these records, so believe me, I know them too well.
I was going to say, God knows, in your career, you probably played them all.
Yeah, played them all.
Rupert Holmes song called, I'll bet. How about Rupert Holmes song called Him?
Well, yeah, but see, the thing is, Rupert Holmes is one of my all-time favorite artists on every level.
I like this. I like him too, but
not the. Well, what's so funny is all of his hits are such a poor representation of who he is. Those three albums he had on Epic were absolutely divine. In fact, one of my.
No, he's a talented guy. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's a great writer too. And of course, I'm reading his book right now on how to commit murder. That one, but it's funny how somebody like that will be remembered more for the Pina Colada song. Thank God not that many people realize he wrote Timothy by the Boys. But his more popular stuff was a bit suspect, to say the least.
That's what I'm saying. There's somebody, well, you guys, you, the guy you were talking to right before the news, I can't remember her name, she calls all the time. She's really funny, but you guys were talking about the Beatles, okay? Yesterday and Hey Jude on there. I think that there's categorically some groups and some artists that you cannot include on this list at all, because I'll tell you why. They never wrote a bad song. How about Stevie Wonder?
Well, see, here's the thing. You got to you got to understand why there's a list and why I keep saying world's worst hit records. For every record that somebody nominates that they hate, millions of people loved. I don't make fun of the flops, you know, and as I say, that some poor SOB put their heart and soul into a flop and, you know, did not nothing. I'm not going to demean that person. It's the people who they're laughing all the way to the bank. And for all of these records, like How Much I Feel, as you're gagging, someone else is going out and buying the single, and enough people buying the single to make it a top record. So that's why it's funny. And the Beatles are perfect. They're the perfect example, because there are people who will go to their grave saying, Hey Jude is one of the greatest records ever. And there are other people who were saying, if I hear it one more time, I'm committing murder. So that's the whole purpose of the list. So there's not one record on here that a lot of people didn't like, because, you know, they had to. That's how it became a hit.
That's how it got up there, yeah. Well, I just have a couple more. How about MacArthur Park?
Oh, yes, and that's another one, you know, millions of people.
Yep.
Now, of course, any disc jockey who says they don't like MacArthur Park is lying through their teeth, because that's a bathroom record. Now, most of us never heard more than the opening and the closing, but that was over 5 minutes to go to the bathroom. You had to love it. You know, I mean, Richard Harris, absolutely. I mean, that's like the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. I have no idea what happened in the middle of that song, but it's 6 minutes and 2 seconds long. So I just love it. Absolutely, MacArthur Park. Yeah, thank God for the MacArthur Parks. And Hey Jude was real good for that, too. Very long song. Yeah, but MacArthur Park, consider it on the list.
I guess that's why American Pie's on there, too.
Oh, isn't that the truth? Oh, man, exactly. I have no idea what happened at the Chevy or the Levee. All I know is, my God, I can go to the bathroom even when it's upstairs.
I have one more that it drives me insane.
Yeah.
Not a big Celine Dion fan. I know she has a great voice, but I just don't like her
her choice of music. Yeah, I personally don't either, but yeah. So let's go. What do you got?
How about Because You Love Me?
Oh, okay.
I'm everything I am because you love me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and a lot of people bought that. So there you have it.
I know. So
perfect.
True. You know, when I called the other night, there was one other I want to be sure is on there, and this one was a huge hit, as we talked about. It was the one by Benny Mardones, Into the Night.
Oh, yes. Let me give it another vote, because of course this is a cumulative total. So I need even the one somebody else is nominated. You second them if you hate them, because that's how they move up the chart.
Yeah, it was. And the funny thing is about that one, the guy had a great voice. It was musically a good song. Listen to the lyrics and watch the video. You know,
yeah.
The guy should be in jail. I mean, I know he passed away. But
no, well,
there are a lot of those like that. But
the interesting thing is that what was in the video is not what was in his mind when he wrote it. But hey, a hit is a hit is a hit. He'll take it.
You know what I think happened there? I think that video absolutely was how the song was intended. I think that Spanish Harlem, the three kids who he protected backstory, I think they cooked that up just because he was getting such heat for the lyrics.
Well, who knows?
I think it was that way.
But tons of people bought it on two different occasions.
Exactly. And it's still revered. Where is he? He's huge, I think. Is it in Buffalo or Syracuse?
Well,
he was huge.
He might be both. He's obviously very big in Baltimore because he was from close to that. So huge,
yeah,
Baltimore
but
record.
When he had his second coming after he cleaned up from drugs, I think I want to say it was Buffalo that they just endeared themselves to him.
Okay.
And he's to this day, I read about it. It's interesting. To this day, he's like a local hero in I'm pretty sure it's Buffalo.
Okay. I thought he was Syracuse, but
maybe it was one of the two.
Yeah.
The
I was
two.
Pretty sure it was Syracuse, but nothing would surprise me about either of these places, but there you have
well,
it. But yeah.
They're cold. They have to do something to, you know, unfreeze their brains.
Well, there you are. Yeah, that's right. Blame it on the weather. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Bye, Raleigh.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All righty. So, yeah, that's the deal. Of course, there are records on this list that you're going to cringe and say, I love that record. They couldn't be hits if somebody didn't like them. And you know, that somebody might be you. You know, yeah, for me, anything by Celine Dion. But you can't vote that way as far as that goes. You have to pick an actual song, not anything by ABBA, for instance, although it qualifies for it. I don't vote. And I make sure that I don't vote, so I don't skew the lists. I do have the lists from, I got them. I'm glad Fran brought it up, because I went and found them, and which amazed John, but I did. And Fran had mentioned Neil Diamond, I Am, I Said. That was number two in 2021. Debbie Boone, you Light Up My Life was number one in 2021. So we'll review some of those. We'll talk to Stacy from Algonquin about the new moon. It's coming up, you know, sooner than you think. Lisa in Dundee's got some votes. Likewise for Valerie in Warrensville, Gary in Austin, and Cindy in Norwich. So there's one line available for you if you want it right here on WGN Radio.
I have this last dance with you. You know, this is my favorite song. I've been waiting all night just to get a chance to rap to you. There's so many things I want to say, and for so long I've been wanting to say them. How come you cry? Oh, that's your man she's with. You never thought it could happen to you, huh? Oh yeah, I know what you mean. After all, she is your best friend. I wonder how long they've been seeing each other. I wonder if it's been as long as I've been digging on you. You know, I've been watching you for a long, long time. You know, I was sort of hoping we could hook up one time. If I could put all my wishes together, it couldn't describe the way I feel about you.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Those, of course, are the Manhattans. 90s. It was after the Carnival period. It was on Deluxe in 1972. And I played it because the lead singer on that, of course, is Gerald Alston, who turned 72 today. He replaced Smitty, George Smith, who died in 1970. And, of course, it was Gerald Alston on all their Columbia hits, none of which I liked. But their earlier stuff on Carnival and the stuff on Deluxe, like One Life to Live, yeah, it's a great song.
When things were bad and times were hard, you showed me the way.
In some ways, that was the first major hit for the Manhattans. Went into the top five on the R&B charts toward the end of 1972. And like I say, that Carnival stuff, just wonderful. But that too, a wonderful song. And so, yeah, a young 72 today. Happy birthday, Gerald Alston, who was born in Henderson, North Carolina. All right. So, Blue Lovett wrote it. Who wrote so many wonderful things for them, so, of course. Now, let's see, 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, Stacy is in Algonquin. How's it going tonight, Stacy?
Okay, how you doing, Raleigh?
All right, so how's house hunting coming? Have you made the final decision?
Oh, yeah, I'm moving to the Pointed Eastgate.
Okay, when?
Next week.
Wow, all right. So how's the house sale going?
Oh, it sold.
Wow.
They just have to, the man, he wants the contract price, and the bank wants their price, because the bank is higher.
Oh. Well, so how does this impact you? I mean, you set a price for it, and I assume they're going to pay it.
Right, it's, the bank says the bank price because it's higher, and the man who wants the house, he wants the contract price, which is lower. So they're kind of at a debate now with, they have to settle that.
Oh, I can't begin to understand, but that's quite all right. It sounds like they will sell it. He'll get the house, and you'll be on your way. That's great.
Which is driving, I'm so overwhelmed.
Oh, no. One thing at a time. Don't look at the big picture, no matter what.
Well, I know that my apartment is next to a very nice man who's single.
Oh, well, look at that. Look at that. All right. Stacy's moving and grooving. All right.
I know. I'm checking things out.
Yeah. All right.
But I wanted to make sure I knew when the next new moon for that, the abundance check.
That is at 3:27 a.m. on Monday morning, November 13th. So figure this Sunday night when you go to bed. So Sunday, November 12th,
okay,
when you go to bed.
November 13th.
Yeah, but don't.
November 13th, when I go to bed.
No, you're gonna do this on the 12th when you go to bed, because it's the morning of the 13th at 3:27 a.m. So do this Sunday night on the 12th when you go to bed, since you won't be up at 3:27. Sunday night,
oh,
the 12th,
okay,
when you go to bed. Yeah, and you've got a lot to be abundant about, and I bet you that this check will work out very well for you.
And oh. I hope so.
All right.
I mean, I have one or two of my friends helping me.
Good.
And I get mad when I go in the family room because everything is like boxing up there.
Well, yeah.
And when he does, when Chris does something, I didn't tell you to take that apart. I didn't tell you to put that over there. And then I get aggravated, and then I'll just go and just fix it myself.
Ah, but be kind. You don't want him walking out on you before you leave.
No, he's great. It's just so unbelievable. But it's very nice here.
Yeah.
And whenever I sit outside before we go in to see Gary, so the manager always waves and says hello. It's very nice.
Good.
And I talk to the women.
Good.
When they come in and everything.
Good.
And
it sounds great. I'm going to find out what's going on with the news, but you can call me on Monday, and well, actually, that'll be trivia, but Tuesday next week, and tell me how it went. I want to know all about it. By then, I bet you the house will close. All right.
I will. You take care. Ro.
You too. Thanks, Stacy. Appreciate
call
it.
Back tomorrow. You have a great weekend.
All right. You too. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, sounding good for Stacy. We'll find out what's going on in the world at large. Yeah, you probably need a sedative for that. And we'll be back to your votes and more coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Can't you take a hint? That's the Gems. Bernard Meyer wrote that with Billy Davis. And, of course, today Minnie Riperton would have turned 76. Everybody else is talking about loving you. Well, no. I'll tell you what. I'm talking about the Gems. And Minnie Riperton was in there. And that is where Bernard Meyer first heard her, I do believe. And sadly died oh so young, 31 years old of cancer. And her daughter, Maya Rudolph, has done very well for herself. And as far as that is. But rest in peace, Minnie Riperton. And I thought the Gems were terrific. And they did a lot of stuff on Chess. And you don't hear that very often, but had to play Can't You Take a Hint? All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888-ROLLY. And let us see what we have here on votes at the moment. I believe Dawn is in Buffalo Grove. So hello, Dawn.
Hi, Raleigh. How you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
Oh, pretty good. The song I Can't Stand, I don't know if it was a hit or not, but it was that Do Re Mi song from Sound of Music.
Oh, well, at least it wasn't Do Re Mi by Lee Dorsey. I liked that. But all right. I'll see if I know the song very well, but I'll see if it charted.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye now.
So, yeah, I know it was certainly on some high charting albums, because all of those soundtracks were. But as far as did anybody do it, I'll have to look at the Pop Standards book is what that's about. All right. Lisa in Dundee, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I have one more song I want to nominate, and then I just have a little story I wanted to tell you. My song is Inagata Davida.
Oh, okay. Iron Butterfly. I kind of like the story. I have no idea if it's true that they were actually too stoned and were trying to say in the Garden of Eden. But either way, Inagata.
I like a lot of that stuff, but that's just a little much.
Yeah, all right.
I've never heard anybody mention it, so... It just came to me yesterday.
Well, it counts. But it sure was a hit.
It sure was a hit, yes. Okay, then I just, on Inside Edition today, they've had a segment on about a little girl from Texas. She's 14 now, but her heart was, she was born with her heart on the outside of her chest.
Ooh.
The pictures are amazing. And it, as it beat, you can see it beat. It's only covered by a very thin layer of skin.
Ooh.
And when she was born with this, it actually has a name, I don't remember. She's from Texas. When you're born with this problem, you usually don't live past 3 days.
Right.
And she just had her 14th birthday.
Wow. Well, it's interesting you say that, because I had seen a story a little while ago of someone who would be about 6 now. So
with the same
exact
issue?
Thing. Miracle girls, yeah. Born with hearts beating outside their chest meet. Now let's see what this is about. This is in 2015. Oh God, it's a video. Yeah, no, I'm looking at the video. Apparently there are some individuals who have survived this.
Yes, it's really rare. And she had a like an iron breast plate at one point when she was younger that she had to wear, because it just, you know, any injury at all, obviously. It's not like bruising your arm. It's, you know.
Whoa.
And she did mention that, you know, as she gets older, it's getting harder for her to, she can't really do anything physically, but she's also sworn off the breastplate. She doesn't wear that anymore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And now the doctors are saying she probably won't live past 30, but her mom said, you know.
Yeah, well, they didn't think she'd live past 3 days.
Exactly.
So, right. No, I don't.
When you watch the heartbeat.
Yeah.
And it comes out. Do you see a picture of it?
Yeah, and I'm seeing it. I found 3 different examples so far, just within a couple minutes. So yeah.
Yeah, it's just an amazing thing to watch.
Oh man.
I know.
Man, oh man.
I just thought that might be something you would be interested in. Because
And
I guess Inside Edition was there for a younger birthday, like when she was maybe 5 or 6 or something.
Wow.
And then they went back when she turned 14. And I mean, she just, when she's got clothes on, obviously, she just looks like a normal teenager.
Yeah.
But then when she, you know, shows it to you, it's like, I just don't know. I mean, that's just so strange.
Well, it's 8 out of 1 million pregnancies where it happens.
That's right. I remember them saying that now today, that she's 1 in 1 million. Yeah.
Right, exactly. And, of course, so many, like you say, don't make it past 3 days. So it's probably more like 1 in 10 million who actually continue to live. And you'd think that by now it would be just terrific if there was surgery that could, you know, reroute this. So, you know.
Yeah, you kind of wonder why there isn't.
Well.
I mean, is it?
I don't know.
It must be, because it should be under the rib cage,
under
right?
Yeah, but who knows? You know, I mean, I'll leave that to the experts, but apparently it happens enough that there isn't. But you would, now, of course, when you consider that most of these children die, that doesn't give a lot to work with in terms of trying to do this. But I would think if more got into their teens, maybe that they'll look at something. But of course, you know, obviously they don't want to practice on her, you know.
No.
So,
but you know, they can do fetal surgery now for.
On
babies
some
that aren't even born yet, so
right?
You'd think
right on
everything
some
would
things.
Be easier when you're a newborn.
Yeah, well, like I say, on some things, but but on other things, you know, I don't know. But you would think that by now, I'm looking at that Inside Edition piece, but yeah, people, and you've got a number of, and it's interesting because they're not all the same child that have looked at this. But whoa, yeah, I know.
You can see the blood flowing and the heart beating, and
it's
you can tell it's just a very thin layer of skin.
Right, well, absolutely, and hopefully, if she's a teen now, that before she hits middle age, there will be surgery or something they can do to protect the issue, because I can see where that would become more of an issue as time went on.
But it really does show you that some people really have a lot to deal with.
Oh, of course.
I mean, sometimes it makes your problems seem a whole lot
smaller. Oh, you know, that's you always know? The truth.
Especially when it's children.
Yeah, but no matter what the situation is, it's not just, you know, false platitudes and all that to talk about, you know, or positive thinking. The reality is that for virtually all of us, our condition is so much better than examples you can find again and again and again. So very often it's what we choose to focus on. focus on.
That's true.
I'm all for taking the time to have a pity party from time to time.
Oh, absolutely.
But you know, after that, get a grip and realize that in the scheme of things, you're doing damn well.
That's right. That's right.
Wow. All right.
I know.
Interesting
stuff. All right,
stuff.
Well, have a good... you're not on tomorrow night, right?
Well, for half hour, I think, from 12:30 to 1.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
You too.
Bye.
So, yeah, it does. Sort of an attitude adjustment right there when you see what people are dealing with. And what's really interesting is that most of the kids who have survived are taking it in stride. You know, like anything else that you're dealing with. So good for all of them. All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888. Raleigh, more votes coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Robert James. J.J. Jackson. Yeah, one of my all-time faves, that's for sure. And, responsible for so many things, including my all-time fave, Oldie Bertha Tillman, Oh My Angel. But his big hit here, J.J. Jackson, interesting, bigger as an oldie than it was when it was a hit because it worked so well as an hour opener. So, yeah, you heard it on oldie stations a lot more after the fact than when it was a hit. But I was looking for the little thing on it because Carol knew there was a birthday this week and said, oh, yeah, 81 years old today, born in the Bronx, and, of course, But It's All Right, was number two on the Hot 100. But like I said, man, you would have thought it was a number one record forever because it was such a good hour opener, and that's why they released it again in 69. But he's still with us, and I'm pleased to say, as far as I know, still in Southern California, too, J.J. Jackson, happy 81st. All right, 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. I got a couple of first-time callers. Carl, who is in Riverside. All right, Carl, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah, hey, how you doing, Raleigh? All first-time right. caller.
Glad course. To have you.
Hey, just for the record, It's All Right.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, listen, I love that song. I didn't know it was coming on. It really sends me back. Always, I like that one a lot.
Yeah,
you know?
Me too.
Hey, Raleigh, I get a kick out of a lot of your callers. A lot of them sound like they're half in the bag.
They may be. They're calling a radio station late at night. I'll take anybody I can get. If you're sober enough to find the phone, I'll take it.
I'm sorry, didn't mean to interrupt. The reason I'm calling is I have a couple songs that come to mind for the bad song list or
yeah,
whatever.
Let's hear it.
I don't know if they fit in, but these two, for some strange reason, come to mind. Mm-hmm. And they're both by the same artist. One is Guitar Zan, and the other one is Ahab the A-Rab.
Ray Stevens, yeah, Sheik at the Burning Sands. Emeralds and rubies just a ripping off of him and a ring on every finger of his hand. Yes, Ray Stevens.
Crazy.
Yeah, Ahab the A-Rab.
But you know what, Raleigh?
What?
Everything is beautiful in its
own
way.
Oh, God, is that the other one?
Well, no, that one wasn't too bad.
Okay.
But I remember that one as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, he did a number of things that were just great. He wrote some serious songs, too, like Isn't It Lonely Together that O.C. Smith had done. But yeah, his comedy stuff. My favorite was Jeremiah Peabody, because, of course, that's the longest title in pop history.
Woohoo.
So, yes. All right. Well, they're both on the list.
There you go, ma'am. The first time was a very, very pleasant experience. Thank you.
Call me again. Appreciate it.
You got it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good deal. Yeah. So, all right. Every time I hear Jeremiah, you know, the Ray Stevens song, I think he was so ahead of his time, because you listen to half of the commercials you hear on late night TV or radio for pharmaceuticals, and you read the list of side effects. It's like, yeah, Jeremiah Peabody's back. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Michael is a first time caller, and he's in Hawthorne Woods. All right, Michael, thanks for calling.
Yeah, enjoying the show. You're the best thing on radio in Chicago since Purvis Spann.
Oh, man, I'll take that as a big, big compliment. Thank you.
Yeah, so my songs are Along Came Jones.
Okay, very
my
good.
My Baby Loves the Western Movies.
Oh, you don't like Western
my
movies?
My Friend the Witch Doctor.
Okay, so I'm writing them down. Let's see. We got Along Came Jones, Slow Talking Jones, okay. And we got, let's see, Western Movies, The Olympics, and on Demon Records, and what was the third one?
My Friend the Witch Doctor.
Oh, yeah, the Witch Doctor, yes. Told me what to do.
And if I could ask you one favor before we leave tonight,
yeah.
Can you please play Welcome Home by Little Walter Jackson?
Oh, sure, I'll do that. I'll do that for you next.
We used to watch him at the Regal Theater. He'd come on and he'd bring the house down.
Yes, yes, a wonderful performer. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I'll be happy to play it. Thanks.
Thanks so much.
All right. You'll hear it right after the news. All right. So
take care.
Good deal. And yeah, don't have to twist my arm to play Walter Jackson. That's for sure. Now, before the hour is up, I think we can quickly get Jeffrey from Alsop in the action. So, Jeffrey, thanks for calling WGN.
Yeah, Raleigh, the song that I think is the worst song I've ever heard in my life is a song called Ben by Michael Jackson.
Yeah, right. He's singing to
it's
a rat.
It's a love song to a rat.
Yes, absolutely. It does make you wonder, doesn't it?
I saw that movie, and at the end, when I walked out of the theater and they started playing that song, I thought, he's lost his mind.
Yeah.
And he must need the money really bad.
Yeah, well, he sure got enough of it, didn't he? All right, good choice. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for calling,
thank
Jeffrey.
You.
Do it
thanks.
Again. All right, so that's where we'll pick. Yes, right. Add bestiality to the rest of the list. Poor Michael. All right, so we'll get to Valerie and Gary and Cindy and Karen and you two next hour. We've got another hour of this right here on WGN Radio.
Like children, no, don't tell me that you're sorry, darling. I'm as much to blame as
anyone.
It's over and done, darling. I'm so glad to have your home.
Welcome home.
Welcome home, my baby.
Welcome
home, my darling. 'Cause this time we'll make it. We'll give love as well as take. And we'll let pride be something we have in our love.
W-G-N.
in the radio. I'm Raleigh James. There it is. You say it, I play it. Walter Jackson and Welcome Home. 1965 on OK. Did very well for him on the R&B charts. Got to number 15. Not so much on the pop charts. 95. Carl Davis and Curtis Mayfield co-produced it, and Riley Hampton arranged it. So, yeah, a fine choice. So, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Gary in Austin. What's happening tonight, Gary?
Well, hey, Raleigh. I got some votes and comment on a couple beach music stations.
Ah.
And my votes have been added to just being on hold, so...
Yeah.
Things like Ben.
Yes.
And I had some Neil Diamond ones, but Play Me is a fourth Neil Diamond one I will add.
Okay.
The others being I Am, I Said, Cracklin' Rosie, and there was another one.
Sweet Caroline.
What's left in my mind?
Sweet Caroline.
I'll throw that one in there, sure.
All right. Very good.
And then the two Billy songs, Which Way You Going, Billy, and Billy Don't Be a Hero.
Oh, God, I never put it together as they were both Billy songs, but isn't that the damn truth? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really frightening. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I tried to crawl under my bed, but the mattress is too low.
Yeah, well, really. But I know just how you feel.
And they'd rub it in by Billy Crash Craddock.
Another Billy. Yeah, all right. So.
About the same time, I guess. Of course, the night Chicago died, I might have already voted for that one. But,
no, that's good.
Did I mention Ben?
Yes, you did. Yes.
And it seemed like there was one other one somebody mentioned, but it's left in my mind. But... last night you were talking about beach music stations.
Yeah.
I need to find that one Johnny was talking about.
Yeah.
I found one recently called Riptide Radio.
Oh, yeah?
And they apparently have jocks also, and they also, I guess they may be in Myrtle Beach, because they have a lot of commercials on there for Myrtle Beach businesses and
stuff. So I'm looking at this Riptide Radio. Just got there. All right. And... about us. Let's see. What about them? All right. Internet radio for years. Okay. Awarded the Internet Radio Station of the Year at the CBMA Awards. All right. We're going to bring... So every week, Monday through Friday, Johnny B. with his Carolina Beach Party, 9 to noon. All Request Beach Music Cafe, noon to 2. Ray Scott with his Salt, Sand, and Sea Live, 2 to 6. All right. And he's the jock at Decker's in North Myrtle Beach. All right. Well, very good. So now the top 20, as according to Riptide, let's see about their taste. Well, that's interesting. A lot of local stuff, as I'm seeing here. Number one, I'll come writing back to you, the Sand Band. 843, Jim Quick and Coastline. That's interesting because Jim Quick is actually on the beach music station that Johnny mentioned. Love Really Hurts Without You. All right. Well, how about that? Gary Louder and Smoking Hot. Yeah, a lot of local guys. J.D. Cash, Jackie Gore. All right. Interesting.
And there's an FM station there, I think it's called 94.9 The Surf, which is beach music,
right,
too. That's kind of a cool little station.
Yeah, they've been doing that for years now. So, absolutely, they've been on the air. And, the official radio station of SOS, the Society of Stranders.
Wow.
Well, how about that? Yeah, so, okay, The Surf. And they've got the all-time beach music top 40. Now, let's see what they think is the all-time beach music top 40. Okay, number one, Ms. Grace. I buy that, absolutely. Carolina Boy, Carolina Girls, Chairman of the Board. Okay, I Love Beach Music, Under the Boardwalk, Sometimes Calling Me, 60-Minute Man. Ladies, all right, these are actually good choices. So,
they play some good stuff on that station.
Yeah, no complaints
about
this.
All of those, both of those.
Like I say, lately when I go and check out the shag competitions, which I do from time to time, I'm very disgruntled that most of them are not shagging to what we'd consider beach music.
Yeah, I guess time rolls on.
Well, it shouldn't. But
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true. Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's a nice group of songs. All right. Good deal.
Right.
So fine choices, yes.
Yeah, I just love hearing you guys talk. You and Johnny were talking. And Laura Nero, I want to thank you for playing her, too, the other
Oh, yeah,
other
my
day.
Pleasure. My pleasure.
And I just love hearing you guys talk. I could listen to you talk for hours, but I'd be the only one listening. So.
Well, that's right. You probably would be. But I'd be having a fine time. And after all, Johnny saves me more often than not, because otherwise it was going to be a monologue. And I was really not down for that. So. All right.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Okay, see you later.
Talk to you soon. Okay, bye. All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And that's going to take us to Valerie in Warrenville. What's going on tonight, Valerie?
Hey, Raleigh.
Yeah.
You saw a fun time tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, my list so far is play that funky music.
Oh, Wild Cherry. That's a shame. All right. All right. What else?
The next is Love Will Keep Us Together.
Oh, the Captain and Toenail. Fine choice.
Yeah. The World of Lonely People.
Oh. All right.
Yeah. Nina Bryant.
Yeah, right. All right. Very good. I got to check to make sure that was one of her quote-unquote hits, but it might have been on Carlton. Yeah, okay, I'll look. Very good.
Yeah. And then Lavender Blue Dilly Dilly.
Oh, really? Okay. That's interesting. All right. That was a hit, no doubt about it.
Yeah. I was basically dredging up the 1970s. Oh, my God, Rashley's rap.
Well, Sammy Turner and Lavender Blue as well, way before that.
Yeah. Well, this was me hating someone else's playing songs.
Okay.
And that's how it happened. Casey and the Sunshine Band, that's the way I like it.
All right.
Yeah. Garden Party, Ricky Nelson.
Okay.
Tiptoe Through the Tulips. Chicken Artist.
Okay.
I Am Woman by Helen Reddy.
Okay.
And about a third of the songs that I heard tonight.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Very
I've
good.
Been, trying to remember which song of Neil's from a 1970s album that's on B side of the album that I absolutely hate. But I can't remember the title, and I'm going to have to go through each lyric, because there's one thing about a table and a chair, and the song just makes me nuts.
Well, remember, it's got to be hits, so it can't be just an album cut, so it has to be a hit, meaning that it's going to be a single in some variety.
Yeah, well, this was a compilation of his hits.
Doesn't matter. As long as you can give me a hit that I can write about, that I can look up and chart, it counts.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to find the lyrics from the flip side of side B of that album. Yeah, because it was a collection of 12 of his hits.
Well, so they say.
Well, yeah. And considering it was a UK album, I think, instead of a US album, because it was the silver cover.
All right. Well, you figure it out and you let us know.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just, bad memories of how I lost it.
All right. Well, it's like I say, some listen to remember, some listen to forget. Very good. I've noted all of your choices.
Was that a song that you just wrote?
Well, no, I'm morphing the lyrics from Hotel California.
I knew it was familiar. And,
yeah. No, they did. They didn't say that, but they said something close.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you twist the lyrics sometimes. You're absolutely priceless when it comes to that.
Well, what can I tell you? Okay, so if you think of more, you call me back.
And that's why I call you Professor.
All right, talk to you later, Valerie.
All right, thank
you. Okay, thanks. So, 888-876-5593. We got Cindy, we got Karen, and hopefully we've got you coming up. And, of course, if not, I've got the tabloids. That's right. I'm holding the National Enquirer up to the microphone as I speak. Well, all that and more coming up in the final, I'd say 40 minutes today of the Raleigh James Show.
I used to smoke. I used to drink. I used to smoke, drink.
hoochie coo. I used to smoke and drink. Smoke and drink and dance the hoochie coo. Oh yeah. But now I'm standing on this corner praying for me and you. That's why I'm saved. I'm saved. People, let me tell you about a kingdom come, you know I'm saved. I'm saved. I cannot preach unto you. Deaf and dumb, I'm in that soul saving army. Beating on that bigger bass drum. Oh yeah. I used to cuss. I used to fuss, I used to cuss, fuss, and boogie all night long. I used to cuss and fuss, and boogie all night long. But now I'm standing on this corner, I know right or from or wrong. That's why I'm saved. I'm saved. People, let me tell you about a kingdom come, you know I'm saved. Step on people's feet. I used to lie and cheat. Lie and cheat. Step on people's feet. Oh yeah.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, if she was still with us, Laverne Baker would have turned 94 this weekend. Born in Chicago in 1929. And of course, so many, many wonderful hits. And yeah, Saved, of course, Lever and Stoller at their finest among them. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and let's see what Cindy in Norwich wants to add to the list. All right, Cindy.
Okay, this is the worst song ever written. And after it came out, my mother started taking me to the Baptist Sunday school.
Taking you where?
To the Baptist Sunday school, and I was just always a church girl all the way through the 70s.
All right, so.
But anyhow, the Beatles song, Why Don't You Do It With the Road?
Oh, In the Road. Yes. I think that might be. I have to check, but it may be an album cut. It may not qualify. It might not have been a hit on its own.
And then the other song that scared the hell out of. Sorry. It scared me when I was a little girl. I was a little girl in the 70s. Angie Baby by Helen Reddy.
All right, yes. Angie Baby.
That was a creepy song.
Well, it was written by Linda Laurie, the girl who did Ambrose Part 5. So she specialized in creepy.
That was about the creepiest. Oh.
Well, like I said, do you know Ambrose Part 5?
No.
I'll play that next, and you'll realize that that Helen Reddy's Angie Baby was nothing compared to Ambrose Part 5. All right, I've added them to the list. Anything else?
Nobody ever mentioned the Rolling Stones songs. They had a song, I'm So Hot for Her and She's So Cold.
I don't know. Somebody else have to give me the lyric, Oh, all right. Well, somebody will have to interpret that for me. Thanks, Cindy. I appreciate the call. All right. So, I don't know. Words fail me at a time like this. So, let's talk to Karen in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Holy cow. first of all, thank you for the Manhattans.
Oh, sure. My pleasure.
And I've got some turkeys.
Okay.
First of all, it's Edwin Fitzgerald. Oh, I hate that song.
Oh, you mean the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Gordon Lightfoot.
Honey by Bobby Goldsboro.
Okay.
There's another one by him. It almost describes a statutory rape.
Watching Scotty Grow?
Summer.
Are you talking about Sunday the first time? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
God, one line always got me where, and you knew it was coming. She was 21, I was 17. I knew nothing about love. Oh,
she knew everything.
Everything.
Yeah, it's a boy's dream.
And away we go, yes, sir.
Yeah, boy's dream. So, all right.
Also, I think it was called Three Bells.
The Ballad of the Browns. Yes, oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, Lord, little Jimmy Brown.
Yes, yeah. Right. Right, absolutely. Fine
hey
choice.
Hey, Jude.
Hey, Jude, okay. All right,
list.
Anything else?
No, if I think of some more, I'll call you.
And I'm counting on it. Thanks, I appreciate it.
And thank you so much again for the Manhattan.
Oh, my pleasure, thanks. All right, so good deal. Yes, Summer the first time. That was the Bobby Goldsboro record. Yeah, all right, so, well, I get to Sherry in Naperville. There's room for you, too. And again, I've got the tabloid. So if something else is on your mind, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Ambrose, it's very dark in here. Ambrose, where are you? Oh, Ambrose, hold my hand. Ambrose, something's vibrating. The walls are shaking. Ambrose, we can't go on like this. Why can't we sit in the park like other boys and girls? Why do we have to walk in the subway tunnel?
Just keep walking.
Ambrose, when you grow up, why don't you be a doctor? You don't want to be a doctor? You want to be a disc jockey? Oh, Ambrose, you can't spend the rest of your life avoiding responsibilities. Ambrose, how many times have you been in love? Can't you ever be serious?
Just keep walking.
Ambrose, if I gave you my picture, would you carry it in your wallet? Well, if I gave you a wallet, would you? I'll put some money in it. What do you mean, how much?
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's Linda Laurie, Ambrose, and I got her confused, actually. She did write a Helen Reddy hit. Linda Gertz was her actual name. But it wasn't the dreaded one that was just nominated on the World's Worst Hit Records, Angie Baby. It was Leave Me Alone, Ruby Redress, which was demented in and of itself. Now, that said, as far as Angie Baby, that was written by Alan O'Day. Well, you remember him, don't you? That's enough for Undercover Angel. You get the idea. All right, so I'm sure you do remember it, and we're going to forget about it right about now. We've got a couple first-time callers voting, Dee and Mike. So, Dee in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Oh, thank you. How are you, Raleigh?
All right, thank you for calling. I'm better now that you've called.
We'll see about that.
Well, let's have your votes.
Well, I heard you were looking for 70 songs. I found you on the radio about a month and a half ago, and you kind of intrigued me, so here I am.
All right. Yeah. No, it doesn't have to be 70s. It can be any decade, any genre, as long as it's a hit.
Okay. Let's try Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Diana Ross.
Okay. I'll take it.
Okay, and My Sharia Moore by Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
And we have Don't Play That Song for Me.
Okay, You Lied. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And what else was there? That Carole King song.
Oh, so many.
Something about a marriage not working out. I can't remember the name now.
Oh, hell, that's the theme of half the damn records of a play. No, I don't know. There's so many from Carole King. You're talking about the 70s when she was a solo act rather than when she was writing that great stuff with
right.
Gary Goffin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too Late was one of her big hits. So might have been.
Yeah, I think that's the one. It's Too Late.
Yeah.
And then we have Hey There, Lonely Girl.
Okay. Which originally was Hey There, Lonely Boy, Ruby and the Romantics, before Eddie Holman got to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, then we got Sly with, was it Hot Bun in the Summertime?
Oh, okay. And the Family Stone.
And there was a song called Love on a Two-Way Street.
And Lost It on a Lonely Highway, The Moments.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And, oh, there were so many that year. I had such a blast that year. It was 1970, and that's when I first met my husband.
And you hated all these songs?
No, not at all.
Well, no, these are the world's worst hit records. This is the stuff you hate.
That I hate?
Yes, yes. You see, it's an okay, here's the deal. It's an annual poll of the world's worst hit records. Now, the only criteria is they got to be hits. They can be any decade, any genre. Now, the fact that they're hits, that means millions of people loved them, but you hate them. That's what the list is about. So I'm getting rid of your whole list now. You because you like those songs. You tell me about the ones you absolutely hate.
The one that I thought was creepy, it was in the 60s, I think. It was They're Coming to Take Me Away.
Right, Napoleon the 14th. Okay, a fine choice.
Yes, that was pretty bad.
Yes, remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I'd go berserk? Yes, I remember well. Well, you left me anyway, and then the days got you. Okay. So,
yeah, that's it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Heard it.
And we used to try singing it, and we just got kind of wacky after a while. So.
Well, I know every one of the words. You should hear the flip side. They just pressed it through. So it's more like, nyah, 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 nyah.
Yeah. Okay. It reminded me in many years later of The Exorcist.
Exactly. All right.
Right?
That's a fine choice. Okay. That's the spirit.
All right. Once I absolutely hate it.
Yeah. And you can think about this because we're voting until the night before Thanksgiving, and then we'll play the top 10 back on Thanksgiving because it's a night of turkeys.
Okay. All right.
So
feel
free to call back with more.
All right. Thank
you,
Rob.
Thanks. Appreciate
it. Nice talking to you.
Likewise. Yeah. I'm glad we clarified that because I was thinking, some of these burgers are pretty darn good. All right. So she liked them. All right. Now we've got Mike, who's a first-time caller, and he is in Wisconsin. So, all right, Mike, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
Thanks for calling.
I'm glad to call. It's what an interesting show. I tuned in later, so I'm not sure some of my choices are already called out. And
it's good if they are, by the way. Keep in mind, this is it's a cumulative total. So you have to second the ones you hate that other people voted on. That's how we come up with the top 10.
I'm certain that I dislike these songs.
Yes.
Unlike the
previous
unfortunately
caller,
wasn't.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'll start out with the number one. Mm. And I think it's borderline 70s, 80s, My Sharona.
Oh, yes, The Knack.
Yeah, that's a killer.
You know there was a Sharona? Believe it or not.
I'm sorry.
There actually was a Sharona?
He wrote it about a girl?
Yes,
she's
selling real estate today.
Good for her. That's what I do.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, so.
Second one, the second least liked song. I don't know if this is the right title, but Brand New Pair of Roller Skates.
No, Brand New Key, Melanie.
Brand New Key, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That one, that's a hurtful.
All right.
I might have been already called out, but At 17.
Oh, Janis Ian, fine choice.
Yeah, the pity party song of the century.
Yeah.
And then I'm in concert with the other guy on Gordon Lightfoot with the wreck of the whatever.
Edmund Fitzgerald,
yes. Just a drone. And his the other song of his, Sundown.
Ah, good choice.
It's a dirge.
Yeah.
And I don't have more. I mean, I could come up with a billion, but
well, we're doing it until Wednesday before Thanksgiving, so feel free to call in any time.
No, thank you.
All right. Good choices. Appreciate the call.
Have a good night.
All right, you too. So, 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And, all right, we're going to do one more, and then we'll get to Karen and Sherry as soon as I finish my commercial obligations. But Marshall is in NOLA, New Orleans. What's happening, Marshall?
Well, Raleigh, I'm probably the only person not half in the bag in New Orleans listening to WGR.
Well, you're probably the only person calling not half in the bag.
I know, and I have to tell you, I actually have known in my life in Ambrose since you were playing that.
Yeah.
And one time I saw him at a store. He was about 40, and he was with an older woman. And I said, out shopping with your mom? And he said, no, my wife. And there's no way you can get out of something like that.
It's funny you say that, because that happened with me too when I was a record promoter. I remember there was a guy, he was the music director of KKYX in San Antonio. And he was a good-looking guy too. I think he used to be like a male model or something. He had that look. And so he came down to the country radio seminar, and he was with an older woman. And I said that, oh, you brought your mom? And he said, this is my wife. I'm like, oh, God. Yeah, I don't think I ever got anything played on KKYX again. So
I know, and there's no way you can get out, because what can you say? Although I meant to say,
like, no. Yeah, right. You can't say, only kidding. Yeah, right. Exactly. And yes.
I wanted to say that when I was on the radio in Milwaukee, as we once spoke of Mike Jorgensen,
yes,
working for Sundance,
yes,
I once said, and happy birthday to Freddie Fender, and hope he has a great day. And someone called and said, he passed away. And J.J. Jackson, he died in 2004.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
no.
He was great. He was one of the first, you know, VJs.
Yeah. No, that's not the same. That's not the same J.J. Jackson. That's not the VJ guy. No. No.
Whoa.
That J.J. Jackson was a radio guy. This J.J. Jackson was a songwriter and singer. Not the same person.
Not the same person.
Absolutely.
The same name like that.
Well, yeah, but no, that, but no, he absolutely was not the same person. And I was going to say, he died? No. No, J.J. Jackson, actually, his name was Jerome Lewis. So J.J. was for Jerome Jackson, but Jerome Lewis was his name. And he was from the Bronx originally. And I think the first thing he ever did in 63, this is why it'll tell you that J.J. Jackson was a little younger than this guy. He did Shy Guy. And then he used to work with people like Brother Jack McDuff, you know, really, really good musician, Jimmy Witherspoon, and then later the Shangri-Las. So he was an all around interesting guy, and he had a deal with Redbird as well. So not the same guy. He was on.
Well, that's good news.
Exactly. And as far as I know, he, and I think it was his wife actually who wrote my favorite record, which, like I mentioned before, is "Oh My Angel" by Bertha Tillman. But no, this is a guy who I'm almost positive that it's not the guy who was ever a VJ.
All right. Well, that's good to know. And I have two songs to vote for. One is Sylvia's Mother by Dr. Hook.
Dr. Hook, yes, a fine Shel Silverstein song.
And then Third Rate Romance by the Low Rendezvous.
Yes, right, the Amazing Rhythm Aces. Okay, yeah.
And then the last one is, I don't know who does it, because it's kind of a cast of dogs, but it's the Barking Jingle Bells.
Then it is the Barking Dogs. Barking Dogs doing Jingle Bells, yes. Very good. And that counts because it's been on the Christmas charts for so many years that will absolutely count. Now, I got an email, and I'm trying to find it here, because somebody heard you on the air talking about where you lived in Chicago and said, I lived right around the block. I want to know who this is. And she wanted me to pass her email on to you. Now, of course, I have to, here we go, Carolyn, we're not going to mention her last name, but said, can you please forward this to your new caller, Marshall? When you talked to him, I instantly thought it could be interesting. Well, he said he was from Milwaukee and Devon, and I am too. He probably even shopped where I worked back in my high school days at 5800 North Milwaukee, Pankow Pharmacy.
Oh, yeah.
He mentioned he was a big fan of Eddie Schwartz, as I am. Well, Eddie came to 5800 as a customer that I waited on. I had no idea what he looked like, but when he spoke, he certainly noticed the expression on my face. And now Marshall lives in NOLA, a favorite of mine. It would be nice to hear from someone else on the 16th Police District, that is. Grateful. Thanks. So I've got her email. If you want to give John your email address, or if you want to send me an email, I will pass it on to you.
I will send you my email address. That sounds really exciting. Yeah, I think it was called Yeah, Pen Cow Pharmacy, and I used to go there and get candy, and for a quarter, gosh, you'd get a big bag of things. It was so good.
Yeah, so there you have it. Yes, well, you know, Raleigh@Raleigh.net. Just spell Raleigh right.
All right, I will. And, right. You know, you could always change your name to Raleigh Fingers and get one of those fancy rolly mustaches.
Well, it's funny you say that because I started out as an R-O-L-L-I-E. And when I got into school and they put me in Cub Scouts and, you know, Boys Little League, my mother said, we need to feminize that. Let's make it Y-E. So that's how that came about. All right. Well, thanks. Cool. I'll look forward to your email.
I love listening to you down here in New Orleans. You guys do a great job on WGN, and you're my favorite. And keep up the great work, and I hope you have a great night.
You too. Thanks for calling. All right.
Yep.
So
bye, Ron.
We'll get Carolyn in touch with Marshall. All right. So I'm glad I found that. You're right. I'm looking at my inbox, and it's 6,723 email. I haven't answered in a few days. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Anyway, we'll get to Karen and to Sherry before the evening is out, I promise, here on WGN Radio. I think we will. Are we supposed to do something now? Maybe we're not. I'll just go ahead and talk to Karen, and we'll just prattle on. So, Karen, welcome. Let me do this official here to WGN Radio. Are you there, Karen? We've lost Karen. Well, I hope we've lost. Not that I hope we've lost her, but I mean rather that than me just having lost it all. All right, we'll see if Sherry in Naperville is still hanging around. Are you there, Sherry?
I'm here.
All right, Sherry's here. Sherry's here.
Let me take you off speaker.
Okay.
I think I'm off speaker. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So I would like to nominate some songs.
Yes.
And so my first one is Grandma Got One over by Linda.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very good. Elmo and Patsy.
I have no clue who did it.
That is who did it. They got divorced.
Song.
Yeah, he was a veterinarian. They got divorced. All right. Grandma Got One over by Linda. Good enough. True story. All right. So what else?
And then, of course, Disco Duck.
All right. Rick D's Disco Duck.
Okay. And... somebody recently called in about, I think, Send in the Clowns.
Yes.
Okay. But.
Oh, I have to leave. John, I realize.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Are you calling back?
No, I don't think I am. I think that's it for tonight. Call me tomorrow night after midnight. I'll talk to you then. All right. Now, until then, I guess that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. And most of all, I thank you for calling. So we'll do it again tomorrow after the game. Should be around 12:30 Central. Until then, I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.